This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
This is a story of old. It is our story, a story untold.
Once upon a time in a land far away, Africa, we lived free.
Blue, black, deep, brown, brick, red and sand, our people multiplied and covered the land. Fulani, Mandinka, Pio, Pula.
Our griots sang our stories of kingdoms and cities and the coming of Islam that united our hearts. For we were Muslims.
African Muslims.
Following the call of the Arabian Prophet. We spoke Arabic and wrote it. We read Quran and taught it.
We travelled across the deserts and into trade routes. We passed peasants and sultans as we journeyed to Mecca.
We were farmers and blacksmiths. We were merchants and weavers. We were students and teachers. We were princes and leaders.
But that was all in a land far away, Africa. When we were free. For in many different ways, through kidnap and war, we found ourselves shackled and cast out to sea.
And in ships thick with bodies, with tears and with filth, we called out to God, Allah, to free us from our chains.
Long days and long nights, we rocked in those slave ships. Some died of diseases.
Some met death in the water.
But some of us survived. Our fate was to make it.
To these lands far away, the new world, as slaves.
So, on slave auction blocks, our captors renamed us, stripped us and sold us. To work the plantations, so far from home, where they beat us and lynched us, shamed us and cursed us as savages to this civilized land.
And yet, through the terror, the pain and the darkness, a bright flame flickered, a flame strong and proud. The memory of Africa and what we had seen and where we had come from and who we had been.
Songs of childhood still beat in our blood. The words of the Quran engraved in our hearts as we traced its letters with sticks in the sand. And we would pray.
In brief stolen moments, washing with water, facing the Qibla. We remembered the fast and the ways of our people, and we clung to who we knew we still were deep inside.
For inside we were scholars, students, teachers, traders and weavers, princes and leaders. And in this new land, our fortunes differed.
Some of us ran away. Some died while trying. Some lived as maroons. Some died as slaves. Some became famous. Still more were unknown. Some stayed in the new world. Still others went home.
Those of us who stayed toiled and struggled, sweated and labored to build our new homes. The lands called Trinidad, Jamaica and Cuba, Brazil and Antigua, Virginia and Georgia.
We had children and families that went to our graves. And to our dark graves, we took that proud flame. And the memory of whom we had been long ago.
For we had been scholars, students and teachers, traders and weavers, princes and leaders.
We left barely a trace, just a memory, a name, and the shadows of our way in an old Creole prayer.
But that was all in a time long ago, when we were slaves.
And you are our children, and the children of our children, blue, black, deep brown, brick red, and sad.
You met, multiplied, and covered the land. Fulani,
Mandinke,
Puel,
and Pular.
You will again sing our stories and remember the tales of when you were scholars, students and teachers, traders and weavers, princes and leaders. But this is a story of old, and it is our story, your story, a story now told. For this is a story of old, and it is your story, a story now told.